Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to the Matthew James Medium Hour here on Mike Spirit FM. Well, first let me apologise to everybody who expected the show was going to be last night. I'll let you into a secret. I expected it as well, but I couldn't get in. I couldn't get into the BTR host line. So unfortunately, we didn't have a show last night, and it was most frustrating. But they say that laughter is always the best policy. So in moments like this, we laugh. We got over it, and here we are on a Thursday night instead of a Wednesday night. Now, it is an hour, and then the hour is going to go very quickly. So I can't really witter on too much, because before I know it, the show's going to be over. But the format of tonight's show is pretty much like the last Matthew James Medium Hour. Now, the chat room is open, and I'm going to actually say a few hellos to people in the chat room before we go any further. I want to say hi to Gil. I want to say hi to Patty. I want to say hi to Shannon over in Oregon in the US. I want to say hi to Catherine. I want to say hi to Michelle. Who else have we got in there? We've got a few guests as well in there. So I'm just going to say hi to everyone. I'm going to say hi also to all our listeners wherever you are, whatever time zone that you are on, because I know where we do stretch out to the United States, all over the United States. We do stretch out to the UK, to Norway, to Holland, to Belgium, to Germany, into Asia, into Hong Kong, obviously New Zealand, Australia. So wherever you are at this moment, I'm just going to say hi to you all and thank you so much for listening to me. I am Matthew James. This is the Matthew James Medium Hour. Now, before I go any further, I just want to do myself just a little plug, and that's to just direct people over onto my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com, and that's Matthew with two T's. I do actually have a testimonials on there. I have media on there. I have stuff from the YouTube. I have information on my blog there, on my readings there. Just about anything and everything about Matthew James is on there. So anybody who is listening to me for the first time and you want to know more about me, or maybe you want to have a reading with me, go over to the website. I'm also on Facebook. And I've got myself a public figure page, which is Matthew James Medium. In the search engine on Facebook, that is MJ Medium. Come and like the page and join in the conversations and join in the discussions that we actually have on that page. I'm running a few little exercises at the moment, psychic exercises, where you win a particular exercise, you go into a draw for a free intuitive numerology analysis chart at the end of the month. I'm actually offering two of them. Now, intuitive numerology is pretty much my own form of numerology. And it is something that I've developed alongside my own soul numerology that I got given probably about 25 years ago. Now, the thing is with the intuitive numerology, as I've been finding out in recent weeks, I can actually see relationship compatibility. So if there's you and there's somebody else that you're in a relationship with or wish to be in a relationship with, I can do a compatibility. Now, I did this actually a personal reading for a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, in the last couple of days, and we did do a compatibility between my friend and his soul flame. And the information on that numerology chart was absolutely astounding. And I know I've only been using intuitive numerology now for about 4 weeks, but some of the information is just plain scary. That is the only way that I can actually explain it. It's all been got from a system of numbers. There's no mediumship messages through intuitive numerology. There's no meanings. It's purely intuitive. I look at the numbers, and the numbers give me information. So anybody who is actually interested in a little bit of an intuitive numerology sample, I suggest you go over to the Facebook page and start joining in with the psychic exercises that are on, and trying to win the psychic exercises, because you're going to get a good chance at the end of the month to actually go into a prize draw. So that's the intuitive numerology. I want to actually mention my own cards, the Light of Truth Oracle cards, which over the last 25 years, I've been gathering up all the illustrations that I've been doing. I've got a whole heap of illustrations. What I've basically done is I've collected all those illustrations together, and I've come up with a unique divination system. And these are the Light of Truth Oracle cards, and there's quite a lot of visuals on the webpage. If you go onto the Light of Truth Oracle part of the webpage, you'll see what I mean about the visuals. I mean, there are, let's say, they're completely unique. They've got their own suits. I've got purpose, perception, path, and personality. The personality is all Jungian personalities to replace the traditional coins or swords. It is a completely new system. Each card does actually have a Kabbalah meaning, a Tree of Life meaning. Each card has a tarot meaning as well. Each one has been assigned a tarot card. And they also, the unique function of these cards is I've got some gematria. Each card has got a unique code on them. Now, I'm going to give an example. I'm going to go, for example, my self-healing card, which I've got in front of me. And self-healing is actually the Hierophant in the tarot, just for an example. It's a purpose card, and its number, unique number, is 530. Now, the 53 is actually derived from the gematria of self-healing. When you do the Pythagorean numerology of self-healing, it actually adds up to 53. So basically, each and every card has its own unique number. For example, the Sojourn card is 310. That's the Chariot card in the tarot. The Supernatural card is 481. It's a personality card. It's the Empress card in the tarot. And the reason why it's 481 is because there are other cards in the deck that add up to 48. So in order to keep Supernatural a unique number, I've called it 481. Also, for example, Understanding is the Lover's card in the tarot. Its number is 006. So it's actually number 60, because Understanding adds up to 60. But because there's other cards that add up to 60, it's been given the unique number 006. Now, there's an interesting story on the Understanding card. Just to give you an idea of the depth that these cards go into, it's the Lover's card, but the imagery on the card is actually of Glastonbury, and it's all attributed to the story of the Lady of the Lake, and it's all attributed to Excalibur being tossed into the lake because of the flaming sword on the cards. But the idea of Understanding is the true meaning of the Lover's card. It's the splitting of the yin and the yang. So many people use the Lover's card to denote a successful relationship or a relationship coming up. The true meaning of the Lovers is the splitting of the yin and yang, the separation of Adam and Eve, the separation of the male from the female. It's the acknowledgement that one polarity has been split into two, and is all about that contrast on the earth plane, the contrast between the yin and the yang. It basically, that card acknowledges the fact that there is going to be light and dark. There is going to be dark and light. There's going to be black and white. There's going to be all these different opposites, all these polar opposites. And that's what that card actually emphasizes. Now, for anyone who's actually interested in the Light of Truth Oracle cards, and they wish to actually purchase a set, may I actually recommend going on to the shop on the Psychic TV page, www.psychictv.com.au. So that's www.psychictv.com.au. They are actually for sale in the Psychic TV shop. That's probably the easiest way of obtaining those cards at the moment, because it relies on consignments from my supplier in the US, and I know that there's a stock in the Psychic TV shop. And also, anyone who is interested in actually learning the Light of Truth Oracle cards, because they don't actually come with a book of meanings. This is the thing. I've got a workbook. I've got a PDF workbook that is quite explanatory. It's very extensive into what the cards mean, but it's in a PDF. It's a free PDF that's downloadable from the website. But if there's anybody who's actually really interested in using the cards, teaching the cards, becoming a little bit of an expert on the cards, I will be actually offering some Learn the Light of Truth Oracle Card workshops in Canberra and in Sydney, probably now in early 2014. But anybody who's actually interested in attending these workshops, please send an email to MatthewJamesMedium@gmail.com and just head it Expressions of Interest, the Light of Truth Oracle Cards. And what I will actually do is I'll take a list of people. Please say which area you will be interested in, Canberra or Sydney. And I will take a list of people. I will put you on a Light of Truth Oracle database, and I will keep you informed of the whereabouts of these workshops. Plus, I will also give you some special features or some free workbooks on the Light of Truth Oracle, but they're not available anywhere else. So anybody who's interested in really learning the gen on these unique cards, and they're completely unique cards, there's nothing like them out in the world. There is very few cards where the actual medium is the artist and the author of these cards. So many people, I've seen it all over the world with so many decks of cards, we'll actually employ an artist and we'll get the cards designed for them. But I've actually designed these myself. I've done the artwork. The blood, sweat and tears of all my experiences, all my spiritual experiences, all my thoughts, all my image is in that artwork. So these are completely unique. So anybody who wants a real deep, in-depth insight into these unique cards and wants to get some hints and tips from me, please send me an email and I will put you on a unique database and I will keep you up to date and informed on the Light of Truth Oracle cards. There is also four special edition cards about to come out. I've done the artwork and they've been uploaded on the website of my publisher, but I've not actually released them yet. There are four completely unique images. I'm only going to actually release these four images to about the first 20 or so people who contact me. This can be people who've already got the cards, people who've already got a set of the cards, or it can be somebody who orders the cards through the Psychic TV shop and they remind me that there are these four unique special editions. What I'm going to do is I'm going to actually get some of these cards and they will be available and they will actually be signed as well. I'm going to put a signing on them, make them completely unique. So anybody who's interested in those special editions, please email me, get yourselves onto that database. Now, the format of today's show, obviously we've not got time for a meditation. We've not got time for a mystery guest. We were going to have a mystery guest last night, and I was going to tease you, and I was going to try and get you to guess who the mystery guest was by a few clues. I was then going to reveal the mystery guest. Next time I've got a two-hour show, we will be doing this format, and we will be doing a meditation. This was the format for last night. My deepest apologies for it not occurring yesterday. It was so frustrating. It was really frustrating. I was there trying to get onto. I was Skyping onto the BTR host, and it kept pumping me out, pushing me out from about 7:45 to 8, from about 8 till about half 8. I was Skyping Mike Davis, who is the founder of Mike Davis FM, and his gorgeous fiance Kerry was trying to do the same thing for me. She was trying to get in. Hi, Kerry. Hi, Mike, if you're listening. Thank you for your efforts yesterday, but it was to no avail. Fortunately, I'm here. I'm live. You're hearing my dulcet tones this evening. We've got about, 38 minutes left. So time is moving on very quickly. Now, I've got heaps of questions. And I mean heaps of questions. I've collected them all together on the events page on Facebook, and they are all there. They are all there. There are heaps of questions in about 9 minutes' time. So that is 8:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time. I will start answering those questions. If you hear your name on air and I am using your question, I'm going to put you into a free draw. I'm actually going to put you into a draw for a free intuitive numerology analysis. Now, what I'm actually going to do is, because I can do it on your birth date, or I can do it on this year, or I can even do it predictively. So say you've got something coming up in 2014 and you want to know what 2014 is going to bring, I can do a predictive on 2014. I can do on an any year for any person. Now, I'm not guaranteeing the predictive is going to be right because it is still an experiment. It's still at an experimental stage. But I will put you in the draw if your name is called up for one of these charts. And I do have a list of questions. I've just noticed that the chat room is actually closed. My apologies. It's absolutely nothing to do with me. This is what Blog Talk does all the time. So I will just open the chat room back up. What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to play a couple of classic songs. And when I come back, I will then start answering these questions. So I'm going to come back in about 10 minutes. Now, the theme of these two songs is a famous singer in the rock world, Paul Rodgers. He was the lead singer of Free. He was also the lead singer of Bad Company. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to play a Bad Company song and I'm going to play a Free song. So we will be back in approximately 10 minutes with question time.
I'm learning the key.
Okay, this is the Matthew James Medium Hour. And we've got 26 and a half, just under 27 minutes left. And I'm going to be answering some questions any minute now. It was supposed to be a two-hour show, but that's history now. It was going to be last week, Freudian slip, last night. I just want to just remind everybody about the Psychic TV page. You can actually watch me live on Psychic TV tomorrow night and Saturday night on www.psychictv.com.au. As soon as you go onto that page, there will be a player. It is from 11 o'clock to 2 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So that is psychictv.com.au. You can also, if you're in Perth, on the 17th, the 18th, 19th, and 20th of October, meet me and have a reading with me on the Psychic TV stand at the Perth Conscious Living Expo at the Claremont Showgrounds. And like I say, I will be on the Psychic TV stand. All details are on the Conscious Living website and on the Conscious Living Facebook page. So yeah, that's just about the plugging over with. I think I need to do a little bit of work now. Now, looking at the questions that I scribbled down from last week's show, the first person I actually want to congratulate going into the prize draw is Catherine Winfield. Hi, Catherine. You put a fantastic question up last week. And it is, how do you get information from spirit after they have crossed that they would not have shared when they were alive? And I'm going to answer very simply, with great difficulty. Now, if you've got a grandfather, or you've got a mother, or you've got an uncle who was sharing a family secret, or went to the grave with a secret, or the answer to a situation that had been withheld from a family for generations, you aren't necessarily going to get that information from them when they've passed over. Because what you're going to remember, Catherine and everybody who's listening, is that spirit is still human consciousness. And they still pretty much retain the human side. So until they've overcome the issue that was the reason for withholding the information, until they've come to terms with that scenario, they are not going to be any different in the realm of spirit than they are on the earth plane. I know this from bitter experience, because the number of times I get a client saying, oh, you've got grandfather. Yes, you've got grandfather. Yes, he died of a heart attack. Yes, he had this problem. Yes, he had this problem. Tell me, who is the father of such and such a body? Because grandfather would know. My clients are often bitterly disappointed when grandfather doesn't spill the beans. And I'm left saying, well, grandfather's not talking. He's there with his arms folded. Well, it was like that in life. Why can't he tell us now? The simple answer is that until he transcends that human conditioning and that human fear factor, he will not divulge that information. The one way that information can be divulged is if, for example, grandmother is on the other side and she was, let's say, in on the secret, and she decides to start croaking the information. That's a different matter. And there's so many times that I have had relatives spill the beans in spirit. And it is a scenario of, you've got to realize that I'm effectively sitting in someone's front room in the spirit world, or they're sitting in my front room on a slightly higher vibration, and they are there, and you've got actual human souls there in a different form, in a slightly faster vibrating body, but it can be like getting blood out of a stone. That is as simplified an answer as I can actually give you, Catherine. Now, Catherine, your date of birth, 15/9, puts you in a 3 vibration this year. Three vibrations. Anybody else who works their chart out, works their numerology out, and finds them in a three vibration, is going to trust. Very trusting of the direction that their life is taking them. It's almost like their spirit or a higher aspect of themselves has suddenly sat in the driving seat and is taking your life in a direction that you wouldn't necessarily go in. And the first thing that comes in, Catherine, is a bit of fear, a little bit of doubt, a little bit of disarray, because life is not necessarily leading you in the direction this year that you would want it to. Often it's outside forces. Often it's other people that make a decision that has the domino effect and affects your life. And you've got to go along with these changes and these situations that occur in a three. And we've got to trust that those choices and those directions are going in the right way. Now, I'm just going to go in and answer the next question. And I know which question I want to actually ask, because it's similar to the one that Catherine's asked. And it's from Selena Adele. So Selena, you go into the prize draw. You go into the free prize draw. Now, what I have to say, Selena, is that this is a very, very good question. And she asked, when loved ones in spirit are close, do their earthly enjoyments they possessed in the physical world influence you? I feel my loved ones' calming energy, and I have a huge desire to bake, and I'm even wearing my hair differently at the moment. Is this a regular type occurrence? Now, the reason why I want to answer this question is because, without divulging too much of a client's reading, I actually can answer this question with something that actually occurred today. Now, I have been a little bit under the weather, as close friends have known, in the last few days. And I know I'm slightly anemic. I am prone to being a little bit low on iron, and I seem to have a recurring problems with it. And we'd just gone to Coles, me and my beautiful wife, Chris, and we ended up going into the health shop opposite Coles, and I was actually looking for vitamin, which I prefer to say, which is what I'm more familiar with and comfortable saying, vitamin B6. And we got in there, and for some reason the top of the conversation with the rep in there went to iron and anemia and various aspects of anemia and iron, and we ended up actually purchasing some iron. And I thought actually nothing of it at the time, but my first client of the afternoon came, and she wanted to actually hear from her mum. Instinctively, I knew I'd been overshadowed in the health food shop. So I said straight away, I said, your mum was treated for chemotherapy. She died of cancer, because I know she was anemic, and I know that when you have chemotherapy, you're very low on iron. And she was impressing on me that you're also anemic, and this was to my client, and she was impressing on me that I was anemic and that I needed iron. So I was being influenced by my client's mum that I needed iron tablets. And this is basically the answer to Selena. Yes, when they are close, they can actually influence you. And what I had to actually say as well was that my client was about to go to the doctor and get some iron tablets. And it's too much of a coincidence that this connection was made with me at the time. And all I will actually say is there's quite often that when spirit come in close, they will influence us. I mean, it's like I was also saying to another client that who had gone from suddenly being stressed out to suddenly sitting back cool, calm and collected, and all the fears and the woes and the worries of the world had suddenly passed from her. It was her father, because her father, that was her father's attitude. And I know I'd got a father through, and the father's influence on my client was to actually calm the poor girl down. And she was actually psychically aware that her father was around her, and he was actually cooling her down, calming her down. So to answer your question, Selena, yes, they can. I mean, this bit about baking, I want to actually laugh because about 18 months ago, and my beautiful wife, Chris, can actually confirm this, I was actually cooking some prawns, and I instinctively started cooking, frying these prawns with red chilies, and I was putting ginger in and garlic in, and I made myself some garlic chili prawns, just for no particular reason at all, and I put it to the back of my mind, and this particular client came for a reading. The short fall of this story is that her father was a professional chef. Guess what his favorite meal was? You guessed it, garlic prawns with red chili and ginger. Guess who had actually come round me and given me some cooking tips about an hour and a half before the reading? You guessed it, the professional chef. Even down to the point of, instead of burning the garlic and letting it go brown, when it's sizzling in the oil, take it off the flame and let the garlic cook that way. That way you're infusing the garlic into the oil. So that was the influence of that particular client's father. And it was so funny to actually reveal that information during the reading, because the client was basically roaring with laughter and say, that would be my father. He would take the cooking over. He would tell you exactly how to cook it, what to do, why to do it. And that was most definitely my father. So, yes, they can influence us. Be mindful of this. Next time you get into an argument with a relation that you wouldn't necessarily get into an argument with, it could be your grumpy grandfather, or it could be your cantankerous uncle who's pitching for a fight with that particular relative. So be very mindful, everyone. It does actually happen. Now, next question. And it is from Sandra N. Doc Alves. So, Sandra, you go into the draw. I hope you're listening to the show. This was a question from, I believe it was yesterday. It's a very good question and is a very relevant question to what I'm actually talking about. Is it true that sometimes spirits do not know they have passed and just hang around? If so, what happens to these souls? Does it take a medium to help them cross over to be at peace? Simple answer, yes. Quite often, spirits haven't even realized that they have passed. Examples can be where somebody is in a, for example, morphine-induced coma. Somebody who's in palliative care and the dosage of morphine goes up. So they're in and out of consciousness and they're in a hospital bed. And they slip away, either in their sleep or in the coma. They can often wake up in a hospital bed that is identical to the hospital bed on the earth plane. Here is the concept of what I call the nursing bay. And the concept here is that there is a vibration in the spirit world where some people first pass to that is identical to a hospital environment. And the scenario is someone passes, they find themselves in this hospital bed and they don't even realize that they've died. Because they've still got that conscious awareness of the earth plane, they actually find themselves still. It's a slightly higher vibration to the earth plane vibration, but it is an identical clone of what they know in their life. So they're basically walking around because their awareness of reality, their perception is that they're still on the earth plane. They're still able to open doors. They're still able to change their clothes. They're still able to go into the fridge. No, seriously? Seriously, so many people say that they hear doors open and close. They hear fridge doors open and close. Even down to seeing plates move, That's easily explained by this concept. That soul still believes it hasn't, it's still alive. Therefore, it is in a perception that the surroundings around it are still real. So it's still, they're still interacting with the earth plane. But because their relatives and friends know that this person has passed, we will not see that person. That person can see their friends and their relations because they still believe they're alive. However, they're unable to actually interact because of the differences in perception and the differences in vibration. So it's all down to the reality or the state of reality of the spirit. If they know they've passed, then that doesn't apply to them. Now, the ones that don't know that they've passed, that hang around, eventually, they will get a little bit brassed off with the fact that nobody's talking to them. They'll get a little bit brassed off that nothing is the same anymore. Eventually, they're either going to come to the realization that they've passed, or they are going to bump into somebody else in their town or their city or wherever they actually journey to that has gone through the same reality as them. So there will be somebody from the spirit world who will, I won't say be assigned to them, but will interact with them, that will pass, will inform them that they've passed. Or, and I say or, because this is something that I've actually experienced a number of times. Now, what you've got to do to understand this idea is be open-minded and forget the concept of time. Somebody who's passed 30 years in our time, it's 30 years or it's 4 years or it's 2 years for us. I've got an example of a client today. It's 4 years in our time, but the soul that's passed, the moment that I communicate with that soul can be that moment of passing. Although 4 years has passed on the earth plane, it can be, they can be communicating with me the moment they've passed into spirit. Their concept of time is completely different. Now, if you are going over to the other side and you have got that intention that as soon as I die, I want to communicate with a family member and let me know okay, I'm okay, a family member may come to a medium for a communication. This is a client's mother, and this is an occurrence that happened today. And I explained to my client, when I'm talking to your mum, she's just passed. She's just passed, and I'm offering proof of survival to you from your mum the moment she's passed from her coma, and the moment she's passed from she actually had a brain tumor and she died from a brain tumor. I said, all those moments where your mum is around you in the room and has slammed the doors and moved the objects, I said, in your time zone, it's the past. But in your mum's time zone, it's the future. And it's the future because she knows that she's made a connection with you. So she's kept that connection. That's a theory of quantum physics that is quite hard to maybe perceive. But you've got to remember that time is a fourth dimension that is linked to us. The timing in spirit is completely different to ours, completely different. And I've actually had that experience many, many times before where I've linked to somebody's father who might have passed 20 years ago, but I've been fortunate and honored to be that first point of contact after that soul's died. So he or she can say, look, I'm here, I'm alive. And the messages come by, through me to a receptive member of the family who that soul knows, that spirit knows then that they can connect to and be around because that person knows that the father or the grandmother is there. That's the only way that I can actually answer that question. I'm noticing the time, and this is why I wanted a two-hour show. I've got 7 minutes left. That hour's just gone click, bang. ridiculously quick. I can just answer one quick question. And it's from a question from last week, and it's Patricia Miller. So, Patricia, you're going to go into the draw. Why do some people who go to shows like yours, their spirits never make it through? Very, very common question. Oh, I went to see Lisa Williams, or I went to see John Edwards, or I came to see you, Matthew, and my mum didn't come through, but my grandfather did, or my father did. I wanted my mum to come through. Sometimes we can push that person away. We can think too much, and that thought can actually push the person away. Or maybe the mother wasn't available at that time for a message, because you've got to remember that they do actually have a life on the other side. And maybe it wasn't the mother or the father's forte to actually appear in front of a live audience with so many eyes looking onto the stage. Because you've got to remember that spirits see everything. So there is going to be a father sitting or standing on a stage, embarrassed because he thinks everybody can see him. So you can picture the scene. So really, again, it's down to human consciousness, and it's down to the personalities themselves. Or maybe they don't even want to come back. I mean, I had a client who all they wanted to hear from, and this is about 2 years ago, was the boyfriend. And wanted to hear from the boyfriend and wanted to know why the boyfriend had split from her. All I got from the boyfriend was, I'm not coming through. I don't want to speak to her. Do whatever you want, but I am not coming through and I'm not speaking to her. And I just turned around to her and I just said, he doesn't want to talk to you. Well, that's not good enough. I want to talk to him. Why is he not talking to me? I said, he doesn't want to talk to you. And it was a scenario of, I could not get it across to the client that the boyfriend did not want to talk to her. I mean, there were instances like that in live shows as well. So I'm going to actually have to leave the question time there at the moment. I've still got heaps of other questions that I've not got round to. Now, what I'm actually going to do with the remaining questions, I'm going to put them on Facebook. I'm going to put them on the MGM Medium page as question me's. I'm actually going to put them up. There's one from Geordie James. There's one from Cherry Hacking. There's quite a few that I will actually put as question me's. There's one from Vicky Lee Knight about numerology. There's one, let's have a look, what else have we got? We've got another Catherine Winfield one there. We've got one from Olivia. And I will actually put them up in due course on the Matthew James Medium Facebook page. And I will actually endeavour to answer them, or let other people answer them. Now, we've got 3 minutes left, which is barely enough time for me to actually play another piece of music. So in this time, I'm going to thank everybody for listening. For all the listeners out there, there will be another Matthew James Medium Hour. I'm debating. I'm going to try a 2 hour show again next. I'm going to do it next Thursday, I think. It just depends on the diary. Watch out on Facebook, everybody, on the events page where this. Events pages, whether it's going to be a Wednesday or a Thursday night. I will have a mystery guest. We will get round to a meditation. We will actually have more questions. I will take live calls. I did have people in the switchboard. I didn't have enough time, listeners, that our US listeners who, unfortunately, with the switchboard, I was not able to get round to you. We didn't have enough time in an hour show for me to actually do live readings, but I will do live readings. The next Conversations with Spirit, which is a week on Tuesday, is going to be a solo show. I'm not going to have a guest on Conversations with Spirit next time. It's just going to be me. I'm going to be on my own. I might have a mystery guest. I don't know yet. I might have try and talk to Mike Davis to come on so we can have a good old natter. He's not been on for ages. If you're listening, Mike, guess what? You're on the next Conversations with Spirit somewhere. But I will be doing a solo show, and it will be live snapshot readings. I will be doing a show of readings the next time we do Conversations with Spirit. So watch out for that. That will be advertised. But until then, we've got about 1 minute, just under 2 minutes. I'm going to thank everybody for listening this evening. Don't forget, I'm on Psychic TV Friday night, which is tomorrow night, Saturday night, www.psychictv.com.au. Or I'm on the free to air 4ME channel, which is, I'm trying to remember what the channel numbers are, but it's on the 4ME anyway, at 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock Friday and Saturday evening. That's tomorrow night and Saturday night. We've got some fantastic guests on with me, and it is going to be two very interesting evenings. So please come over to Psychic TV. Please watch me live and the other psychics as well. Until then, I don't have any time to actually fade out with some music, so I'm going to say good night, and until next week, my name is Matthew James. You've been listening to the Matthew James Medium Hour.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.